Our next presenter comes from the great state of California. Yerson Russell, welcome, Yerson Russell from California. How are you doing? Great, glad you're here. Thank you. All right, let's get started on your state. All right, there's the big lie versus the truth. All right, your voting systems.
Yeah, well, we've got 58 total counties in California, 40 systems for Dominion. Everybody here in this audience and listening out there knows about Dominion, all the IP protections. Our state Senate, out of 40 members, is 31 Democrats. So a couple years ago, they clearly had issues with voting machines. Mm-hmm. But where they stand today, they kind of get to make the rules. ES&S, 5 counties, and then Hart Civic with 12 counties. So we're just watching them routinely, trying to dig in, file CEPRAs, and just get a better understanding of how they're being managed by the independent ROVs in every county.
Okay.
And then LA, of course, has its own system, the voters, VSAP system, which was kind of a custom-built system for LA. So that one in particular, we don't really know too much about yet.
Okay. All right. Explain this to us.
We did an analysis of one county in California and just looking at the kind of security of the drop boxes. And so going around and seeing what kind of video surveillance locations, like is there a lot of traffic, is it out on a main thoroughfare, back in a park, so forth. And so we found 2/3 of them that just didn't have any sort of video surveillance at all. There was maybe one that a layperson would walk up and say, this camera is dedicated to this actual drop box. So we're trying to understand more about that and how the law applies so that we can go and get further surveillance and security around our drop boxes because they're open 24/7. Mm. We do a lot of data analysis on all the voter rolls. We found duplicate voters, over 40,000 of them. And so how does that happen? It's something that we can find looking up. And so why isn't it cured? And those are the other questions that we're trying to get more clarity on throughout all the counties.
Tell us about Center for Tech and Civic Life.
Well, that one, as you can see, most of the funds there were focused on 10 counties. And it clearly is in these counties that have a little bit more of a little bit less oversight from how big they are, the locations of where these funds went to, the drop boxes, and kind of the overall system. So we're trying to understand more about that, how the funds came in, how they were spent, but it's a long process, a long, very large, arduous process, like I'm sure it is in many other states, filing, public records requests and so forth.
And then the post office, sending out 29,000 ballots out of state.
Yeah, we've seen that as well. And so you can see where they're sent out of state, whether they voted out of state or not. Those are all things that we're continuing to look into. But those are questions that should be answered clearly and plainly by our elected officials that are running our elections.
Let's talk about some of your roadblocks.
So just lack of transparency, inactive voters, those people that are on that list, whether they're actually voting or actually inactive, we don't have any clarity to that in California. So that's something that we think as the public, we should have complete transparency on things like inactive voters. Legal resources as well. It's just really tough in California to find the type of constitutional attorney, the type of knowledge base that can really have a direct review of what these laws are to make sense to the average person because they just seem to be so complex in the way that they're written.
How about some of your victories?
Well, we've acquired voter rolls. We've done all the analysis. We've been doing canvassing. We've been educating other citizens on how to take their role, working on local elections, electing locally, taking back over those city councils and the places that are affecting us the most. And we're just continuing to build on that momentum in preparation for 2022 midterm.
All right. Was there any other victories you wanted to mention?
Let me look. We've done a great job networking with organizations throughout the state of California. And so we're looking for more and more citizens of California that are ready to get active and learn more about how our elections work and how we take back our civic duty to protect this great republic. And that's about it.
Great. Join me in thanking Yerson Russell from California.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you. You too.